Thank you for contacting Omax Health. My name is Shayla. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, my name is Charlene Thomas.
Yes, ma'am. So let's look at your account.
Pardon?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We're going to look at your account. It's loading at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. I've located the account. Can you verify your address, please?
829 Canada Avenue, Unit 2.
Okay, thank you for that. I see that you have the Omax Ultra Pure 3-pack.
I didn't hear you.
You have the 3-pack of the Omax Ultra Pure?
Yeah, I guess the Omex 3, that's the fish oil. That's what I always get, yes.
Yes, ma'am, you won't receive another one until January the 1st of 2021.
Yes, but the reason I'm calling, ma'am, and I don't know if I have the right number, but I was going through my Visa bill, and you charged me for it, but I have not received it. It's billed, it's 11-16 and 11-14. It's reference number is 3775 and Omex Health 8995. And that was November and 14th, and that's a month ago, and I have not received it.
Yes, ma'am. It says it's delivered November 27th.
Huh? What?
November the 27th. It was delivered at 5:57 p.m. by the United States Postal Service. And it was left at the front door or the porch.
And what day was that left?
November the 27th, the day after Thanksgiving.
And you know what? It's not there. It never. If it was there, somebody took it because I didn't expect it now. Because I called in and I requested it to be sent like in January 1. And so I wasn't checking the door. So, you know, apparently someone took it or something, because I have not received it.
Yes, ma'am, because I see you called in on November 23rd, and you were already billed then, and the package got delivered on the 27th. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I have not received it, ma'am.
Let me see. I can give you the tracking number. You can call the postal service.
I can't do those things. I don't know how to do those things. I know I did not receive it. And you know what? I wouldn't even have known it if I wouldn't go through my Visa bill here.
Right. But what I'm saying is I can give you the tracking number that you can write down. I'll give you the United States Postal Service phone number. You'll just push to speak to an operator. Once you speak to the operator, you can let them know that you haven't received your package. But I'll put in for a reship for you. But
then you can't charge me because you already charged me already.
Right. So I'll have to see what they're going to do about that for you. But,
you know what? There has been some trouble. There has been some trouble. People stealing things because I live in a large a condo building where there's 27 units. So there has been some trouble, but I never went and checked because I wasn't expecting it. So I've never received it. So what is the track? I don't know how to do that, but I don't know what to do with that. So what number were you going to give me?
This is your tracking number.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, what's the tracking number?
926.
926.
129.
129.
690.
690.
119.
119.
735.
735.
530.
530.
299.
299.
267.
267.
29.
29.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a lot of numbers.
Yes, ma'am. That's the number that you'll give to the United States Postal Service.
And I'm supposed to give this to the United States Postal Service?
Yes, ma'am.
United States Postal, you know, at my post office, okay? This is the number I'm giving them to my post office, okay? But it's not the post office that delivers it. It's, oh, yeah, it, I think I do get it there. Yeah. Okay, I'll take this to my U.S. postal number.
Yes, ma'am, or you can call them.
Okay. And then tell them I have not received it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then, but then how do I get back to you then? How do you know? Should I just call you again then?
Well, actually what I'm going to do is just go ahead and resend it to you anyways, but you can just call them and let them know that you haven't received your package.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, and then if you resend it though, you can't charge, because I've already been charged, so.
Right, yes, ma'am. We'll take care of that for you.
It was charged out. There's two dates, 11/16. That's the post date, and the transaction date is 11/14.
Yes, ma'am. You were billed on 89.95 on the 14th, so just one charge.
Okay. Yes. And so okay, I will call the Postal Service, and let them know that. Okay. And thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Do you take two per day?
I take two a day, yes. And I take one in the morning and one at night, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, and then you want to do...
I take calcium with it, so I used to take two in the morning, but now I decided to take it one in the morning and one in the evening. So I hope that's okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
So you won't receive another one until March.
After this shipment, then okay, that's good.
Yes, so it's March 29th. You got a new package on its way. It should be delivered between 7 to 14 business
March
days.
March the 29th? That'll be the second one.
Right, that'll be the second one that's coming. The one that's on its way now should be to you in the next 7 to 10 business days.
In the next 7 days?
7 to 10. The one that you're not going to get charged for is going to be delivered in approximately the next 7 to 10 days. After you receive that shipment that's free, well, basically the one that you've already been charged for, you will not receive another one until March 29th.
Yes, that's fine, as long as I get this order that I've been billed to.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay, well, I will call the United States Postal Service then, okay.
Yes, ma'am, indeed.
I'll see once what happens.
Yes, ma'am, did you want to find out from, did you want to order a max sleep for $6.98? It's a 10-day supply.
No, I am not ordering nothing until I get this order. I don't want nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, you can call them and they'll tell you that it was delivered, but you can just let them know that you haven't received that package.
I will tell them, yes. I will let them know. And if I have to call you back, is this the number to call? Is this the right number to call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for contacting OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.